Japanese Zen gardens are landscaped with raked gravel and carefully placed rocks and moss. And although they look sparse and bare, these can have a strong calming effect, as I found out once when I visited the Ryanji Zen Garden in Kyoto a few years ago. Now a team of scientists is saying that the rocks and moss there conceal an image of a tree that exists only in our minds. Gert van Tonder, a visual cognitive researcher at Kyoto University, explains what happened when his team started doing mathematical computations with the patterns in the garden.
I first thought I would just get a scattered pattern of lines going off into various directions, but it turns out that the medial axis lines in the simulation form a converging pattern, and it converges onto the main viewing area of the veranda in the temple. And this converging structure resembles a tree. We did a number of analysis on these branches. And for example, we found that if anybody would just randomly throw the rocks onto that piece of gravel, they wouldn't nearly come close to finding such a nice converging tree structure.
How would you explain this to our listeners? How do you explain the idea of seeing a tree in negative space?
Try to imagine to see a tree that's invisible except for its leaves. So in a similar way, in the garden here, the rocks form the leaves of this invisible tree. And while you're not necessarily aware of it, the branches and the trunk is right there in front of you.
How much do you think the designers of this garden were aware or knew about the subconscious picture that they were creating?
Well, I think we would be a bit reluctant to say that they consciously thought of a tree structure and then went ahead with the design. But they must have had a very highly developed or sophisticated intuition of their own subconscious perception so that they could adjust the rocks and thereby also this invisible tree until it felt just right.
How important is it for the calming effect that a tree is the image that's implied?
Well, I think I can only answer with a puzzle. The image of a tree in Buddhism is important in the story about the moment when the Buddha finds enlightenment, and he does so at the foot of a tree. So that could be a possible clue for people who want to think about this.
Thanks for speaking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Gert van Tonder researches human visual cognition at Kyoto University. To see the results of his work at the Ryanji Zen Garden, go to our website at loe.org. That's loe.org. Just ahead, the pleasures and perils of the end of summer fair. First, this page from the Animal Notebook with Maggie Villiger.
Being loud is a good way to get your message heard. Just listen to the racket a tiny cricket can make. But if you listen to sound at this level for too long, you run the risk of deafening yourself and missing important sounds in your environment. Now scientists have figured out how crickets stop their ears from being blown out. A particular part of the insect's brain is responsible. When a cricket sings its rhythmic song, it's thanks to an impulse sent out by the region of its brain called the central pattern generator. This network of neurons sends out two copies of its message at the exact same time. One is sent to the cricket's muscles, telling the wings to rub together and generate the noise. At the same time, another dampening signal goes to the part of the brain that processes auditory input. So at the same moment the muscles get the message to sing, the auditory system gets the message to shut down. In between its bursts of song, the cricket's hearing returns to 100% so he can hear other sounds around him, hopefully the approach of a romantic female. That's this week's Animal Note. I'm Maggie Villiger.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.